Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and I talk to Sharon Angle. She's been a very busy woman. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Janice Flanagan, Dory Guy, and Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Health insurance options for your employees and a tax credit for you. Now that's good for business. The Small Business Health Options Program, the SHOP from Nevada HealthLink, gives small businesses access to a variety of quality health plans for employees to choose from, all created to help fit a business owner's budget and to help attract the best employees. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or talk to your insurance agent and explore your options through the SHOP.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Sharon Angle. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
You've got a couple of initiatives going, but I had a couple of questions to ask you before we get there.
Surely.
Okay. The talk has been for a long time that Brian Sandoval is going to take on Senator Reid in 2016. Not everybody's in agreement on that, but that's certainly out there. What advice would you have for the governor if he decides to run against Senator Reid?
I don't know if there's any advice. You know, the things that happened in 2010 were actually things that were not expected until that cycle, and then we've seen them repeated and repeated. In 2012 we saw them again, so possibly he should read my book, Right Angle, One Woman's Journey to Reclaim the Constitution. I discuss what happened in 2010, and you know, you can get it on my website, SharonAngle.com.
Do you think that that if Sandoval was to run, that he could take Senator Reid?
I don't know. You know, when you look at it, even when I analyzed it and decided to run against him, there was never a very deep confidence that we would win, because incumbency, people know you're 15 points behind just because the incumbent has name recognition and he has fundraising capabilities that you just don't have. Then there's top of the ballot stuff. There's all kinds of things that weigh in when you begin to look at where you're at and where they're at. Even though the polls showed him down, and that as they showed President Obama down, just because the polling says the people don't really like you that much, it doesn't mean they're going to vote for your opponent. They may stay home, and they may still vote for you hoping that you're going to change the way you've been. So, you know, they're really this is an uphill battle. It always will be. He's entrenched. He has the aura around him of power, and it gives Nevada power for some reason. So that's always going to be there as long as he's running for office.
Yeah, I think the reason would be he's the majority leader right now.
That's right.
And also, let me ask you about another race. The governor has endorsed Mark Hutchison for lieutenant governor. Mm-hmm. Sue Loudon is in a spirited race with Mark in the Republican primary. Your thoughts on both of those guys, and which, if either, you'd like to see as lieutenant governor and potentially governor?
Well, I'm not into endorsing candidates right now, especially in that race. I really haven't thought too much about that race. I know they had a debate, and I thought, well, we'll see them on television on that debate, but of course that didn't happen. So,
but we have an open invitation to both of them to debate on this show, and they both agreed to, so hopefully we'll have that tied down soon.
Yeah, well, it's always good to watch candidates and vet them.
Well, Sharon, you know, we were talking about your race with Senator Reid, and also that, you know, now you've had a petition to require photo ID for voting. Mm-hmm. You've spoken about voter fraud. After the race with Senator Reid, do you think that voter fraud was an element in your loss to Senator Reid?
I think it's an element in every election across the United States as I've been traveling, and you know, I've done quite a bit of it. What they asked me two questions, Sharon Engel, what are you doing now? But the other one is, did Harry Reid steal the election? And it isn't a question, it's more of a rhetorical question. People have such a lack of confidence in our electoral system, and it's because of the things that they've seen happening at the polls, where voting machines change their vote, where people are intimidating them at the voting place, where we know that ballots have been cast for dead people or for people in prison. So they know all of this, and they really think that no one pays attention and nobody really cares what's happening. And I think that's why many people don't even go to vote, because they don't think it counts.
You know, one of the things that comes up, and Ray, please feel free to jump in and give me the other side of this, is that for just about everything we do in life in the United States, we have to have ID. You want to get on the plane, you have to show ID. You want to go to the bank and cash check, you have to show ID.
That's right.
The police stop you, they want to see ID. Voting is one of the most important, if not the most important, things that we do as citizens.
Right.
And as long as there is a way for anybody who, you know, would be disenfranchised to get an ID card of some kind free of charge, I don't see what the problem is with showing ID when you get to the voting place.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Sam.
Well, Sharon, let me bring this up. Is it Secretary of State Ross Miller, a Democrat, proposed a bill in the legislature last year that kind of has a photo involved? What it would be is that there would be a photo of the voter in a state-controlled data system, and then when that voter came to vote, they would check the photo in the data system against, I guess, the way that person looks. It would take the place of now you sign your name and your signature is matched up, and then you're allowed to vote. This would match up your photo. You have a photo ID card. You would issue it to everybody free of charge if they didn't have a driver's license. Why not? It seems easier with Ross Miller's way.
Of course, everything electronic these days, we're enamored with it in our society. But we also see the other side of that coin, which is all the glitches, all the hiccups. Obamacare, for example, with the state exchange as well as the federal exchange.
And we'll get to that in the next segment.
We've just seen many things happen with databases that go down and you can't count on them. This is something that you carry on with you, whether the machine goes down or not, you're going to still be able to vote. And that's really my grief with the electronic voting machines. I think we should have some kind of paper ballot that can be counted electronically, but something where you can recount that over and over again, and there's no thought there in the back of people's minds that these machines may have been hacked, like your computer.
Well,
okay, let's take a break. Okay. We'll come back and we'll continue this line of questioning when we come back with Sharon Engel right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies, but a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sharon Engel.
Well, Sharon, we were talking about voter ID, and you were talking about some sort of paper ballot. But as I recall, when I vote, there is a paper ballot that is tabulated with the electronic balloting.
You read the back of that law, it says that the disk within the machine is the official ballot. So if there is a contradiction between what's running up the side of that paper and what's on the disk, they're always going to take the disk as the official ballot. So we really have an issue. It's always going to turn out the same with a disk. We need to be able to have eyes on that process. And when you have someone coloring in the circle or drawing the line, they actually then are certain that the vote they cast didn't go into that machine and have some kind of nefarious activity going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I mean, many of us have had our own home computers hacked, and we thought, oh, how did that happen? Well, it happens to computers, and I think that's why we shouldn't rely on them so much.
As we're looking at, an ID card, would you be in favor of a national ID card? Because I think we already have it with our Social Security numbers, but nobody claims that.
Well, Social Security numbers are not identification.
Correct.
They're not
but
legal
they could
identification.
Be. Right.
I'm not in favor of anything nationalized, as you can tell. I'm fighting pretty hard to make sure that this national health care insurance requirement is not a burden to our state in a financial way.
All right, well, let's talk about that, because that's your other petition, is to get rid of Obamacare being run by the state and have it go back to the feds. The governor said, even though he fought Obamacare and had State Senator Mark Hutchison pro bono represent Nevada, as did Governor Gibbons, against it, but he felt that he would rather have, if it was going to be forced upon us, he would rather have the state run it than have the federal government run it, because we could keep control control of more things that way. So what's wrong with his perspective on that?
Well, NPRI actually came out, Nevada Policy Research Institute actually did a paper on the illusion of state control. And I would encourage people to read that because it really does talk about why we're not in control. Our law actually says that we're going to implement Obamacare. The only control that we might have is that we can make the requirements harsher, not more lenient. And if you remember when Obama told us that we could delay or that we could actually buy some of those, even though they were substandard, we could policies. Continue to buy some of those policies, our governor said no, which was a harsher requirement than at the federal level. Plus, the money that came into the state to set up the exchange in the first place goes away at the end of this year. So we're going to get into that cost because the law says that we have to be self-sustaining, which means we have to take care of it. 36 states have opted out. They said, we don't want a federal program within our state that we really do not have control of.
But they do have to accept Obamacare with the federal government running it.
Well, what happens is if you want Obamacare, you have to go to the federal level to get it. It will not be available at the state level, which is what 36 other states said, we don't want that. And actually, 22 other states have enacted legislation like this within their constitution or statutorily saying, we don't want state-controlled or government-controlled health care insurance requirements in our state.
Sharon, you have all this political activity surrounding you, the photo ID for voting, the health exchange petition, and also on your website, according to the Associated Press, it's you're asking followers for suggestions on what office you probably should run for. So I got to ask you, are you going to run for office in this election cycle, 2014?
Well, I'm really busy, as you can see.
Yeah.
People ask me that question all the time, so I thought, well, I put the survey up there and just see what they're thinking. You know, people are looking for leadership, and especially leadership in areas where we haven't had a whole lot before. And that's why I get invited to speak a lot, is because they're looking for leadership that really is constitutional, that embraces freedom, and wants to see states' rights protected. So those are the things that I represent to them.
What are what offices do most people want you to run for?
Oh, well, there's a whole list on my website. Of course, I just threw everything open just to see what they might say. They really haven't been much of a consensus. It's all over the board.
Okay, so it's going to be wait and see, but not the end of Sharon Angle by any means. All right. Thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you coming back.
Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
And to you, too. Always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
If price selection and service don't matter, any dealer will do. But if you want the best pricing on a giant selection of new Jeeps and more for your trade-in, then head straight to Carson City Jeep, where right now you can buy 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokees for just $32,500, or Jeep Wrangler Unlimiteds for only $27,300, and hit any off-road in the new Cherokee Sport for just $24,500. Only at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
He's prepared for this moment his entire life. Nothing can stop him. Not the pressure, not the fear, not the pain.
Wait, is this really necessary?
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon premieres Monday after your late news on NBC.
Nothing unites us like hearing that one great American voice for the first time.
I want to help someone else achieve their own dreams.
I'm waiting for Grace, and she showed up.
NBC's The Voice premieres Monday, February 24th.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
Because
we are.
Wolfpack Women's Basketball is back. Come out and support the Nevada Wolfpack Women. Single game tickets are available for just $8 for adults and only $5 for kids and seniors. For tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel today. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Janice Flanagan joins us. She's the chair of the Washoe Dems. Heidi Smith is the former Republican National Committee woman, and Dory Guy, former Washoe County Democratic chair. So let's start out with Adam Laxalt, who's going to run against Ross Miller. And he came out yesterday and said that he would oppose what the governor and the attorney general are doing in terms of the same-sex marriage. He would still go after that. Your thoughts on his position, and is that a smart position to take?
I don't think so. I think that the right side of history is to be against discrimination. And I think that Catherine Cortez Mastos has exactly right. I think that things are moving so quickly with people realizing that they know gay people. Before, when you felt you didn't know anybody who was gay, it was easy to discriminate. But now there are neighbors, there are coworkers, they always have been, but now we know it. So I do think that the governor and the attorney general are on the right side of history.
But don't you think that we all knew it a long time ago?
Well, that could very well be, but I think that it's difficult to discriminate against somebody you know. I have nieces and nephews who are gay, and I love them to pieces. Yeah. And all I want is for them to have a happy life. And I think that this is the way that America is moving.
Heidi?
I also have relatives who are gay, but I don't think they need to be married. They've lived together for years, and there's no problem. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman, and I'm against it, and that's the way it is.
Janice, you want to follow up?
That's okay. This is America. You're allowed to differ.
Absolutely. I think Catherine Cortez Mastos is taking things into her own hands.
Well, basically,
we're moving too fast.
But basically, they're saying that they don't have it. The point that they were raising is moot.
Yeah. They don't have a case. And it's, the governor's going along with it, too, and he's your governor.
Yeah. He's your governor, too.
That's right. He is our governor, and I think he's going in the right direction. I mean, you had Catherine Cortez Mastos on here a couple of days ago, and I think she fully explained it to your audience about where she was coming from.
I now can qualify for a law degree after her explanation.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It was very lengthy and in detail, but yeah. I do
understand. Very good.
I think the Defense of Marriage Act is really on the way out. I've been married a long time, and I always felt the only thing that threatened my marriage was divorce. And I'd like to see somebody try to cancel divorce.
You know, I feel that we don't have a right as individuals to intrude on anybody else's wishes and whom they want to be and how they want to be with that person. And I think that we just need to stay with ourselves and stand up for them, of course. But I just don't
Let me ask you this, Heidi. How does a gay person or a gay couple getting married affect you?
How does it affect me?
Yeah.
I have always thought that marriage was a sacred trust.
But we have a 50% divorce rate in this country between heterosexuals. For people listening on the radio, there's a lot of hands being held out.
You're going to find the same thing that will happen with homosexuals. I just believe, I don't care if they want to be a homosexual couple, I just believe that the Marriage Act is for a man and a woman. Now, should they get insurance? Yes. Should they have rights to do whatever a couple does? Okay. But marriage, the actual act of marriage, I still believe is between a man and a woman. We are still a Christian country, and I believe that is in the in our way of thinking.
Dory, do you think of us as a Christian country?
Yes and no, I do. I think Christianity is our basic religion within this country. There are a few other religions, of course, but...
Yeah, I'm speaking for the Jews here.
I know.
I'm kidding. I am Jewish.
All right, but I'm kidding. Let me correct it to Judeo-Christian Society.
Oh, sure, drag our people in.
You got that right.
Okay, well, okay. I don't know that religion has... I think religion should be separated from civil marriage.
You bet it. Absolutely.
Because it is now. If somebody in these states where it's legal, if somebody chooses to... some church chooses not to sanctify a marriage, they certainly are allowed to do that.
But here's an interesting thing, because Heidi, you're a businesswoman, okay?
Uh-huh.
How much money would the state of Nevada make if gay marriage was legalized in this state? I mean, especially in Las Vegas, but even so, even in Reno.
I don't think that marriage needs to come down to money.
Well, no. You mean the wedding chapel capital of the world as it was back in the 60s?
I mean, absolutely. That's what made us, was dissolving marriage.
Right. I think we're still good at dissolving marriage. Let's leave it there.
All right, ladies, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all. We're going to drag you back here next week, all right?
Thank
I like this panel. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. Did you know nearly all Americans are required to have health insurance in 2014? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision. If you've been living without health insurance or are looking for other options, there's good news. Many people will now qualify for financial help to get the coverage they need. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you get the financial help you qualify for and find the plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you and your family healthy, like checkups, immunizations for kids and adults, mammograms, blood pressure, cholesterol, and other recommended screenings, all at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Have questions? Give us a call. We'll provide answers and walk you through the process. Or go online for more information. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. We want you to get the care you need. With our plans, you'll have your choice of doctors and hospitals from our network. And Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield's online tools can help you find a plan that's right for you and give you convenient, easy access to doctors in your area. Call today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Generations have relied on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage, and now you can too. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-800-892-4638 to find out how much financial help you may qualify for. That's 1-800-892-4638 or visit GetAnthemHelp.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast coming up next week, among the guests, the head of Comstock Mining, Congressman Mark Amadei will join us. We'll have the publisher and the executive editor of the Reno Gazette Journal, and we'll have a lot more coming up right here on Nevada Newsmakers.